College football is on the air. It's the Coach Barry Sweatshirt Show. Hello again, everybody. I'm Yash Shafoimi, and with me, the coach of the Nebraska School of Mimes fighting... Coach Barry Sweatshirt. Coach, you're having a great year picking them so far. Last week, you were 1-0 on the year. 1-0.
Yeah, Yash, when you've been involved in so many winning, successful programs like I have, you know what it takes to win, and you can see when a team's got it, because it's something you see every day in your own team.
Yeah. Well, last week, you're fighting... Lost to the Florida man-eating caribou, 108-0.
And I like to think my coaching played a part in their overwhelming success.
There can be no doubt. Now, on to this week's games. Starting with, let's look at the list. No, Coach, you can't pick Nebraska and Texas Tech. That game was last night.
Yeah, but I didn't watch it. I got no idea who won, really, honest.
Got to scratch that out.
I say Nebraska, 524 yards rushing. They'll grind it out and win 42-16.
Yeah, well, we're proud of you, Coach. Now... How about a game you're all-seeing eye can't see, Notre Dame versus Michigan?
Well, this one's a little tougher. Michigan's playing without that one guy, Mr. Weedy, Tony the Tiger. They got that other guy, though, Banaka Banuli. So Michigan will win 56-55.
It's Tyrone Wheatley, Coach, not Tony the Tiger. Michigan proves to be more than a team of colorful names and upsets the Irish. Next, the Sooners travel to Texas to meet the Aggies of A&M.
Texas A&M so fearsome, but they keep scheduling patsies. The Aggies will score on every play of the game and win 694-0. They'll miss a couple extra points.
Well, you've still never picked Oklahoma to score a point, Coach.
Oh, and I've been right. Yeah.
Well, we'll see. From the fantasy dreamland of Coach Barry Sweatshirt, until next week, this is Yash Shafoimi reminding you, you left your lights on.
Me?
And the keys are in the car.
Well, then I won't be able to see nothing.
Still running. The emergency brake is...
In the highly competitive world of long-distance calling, isn't it time advertising got honest? Cheaper rates? Hearing a pin drop? What is it you really want?
Hello? Hello?
At Hint Long Distance... Give us the names of 3 AT&T subscribers. We'll have them killed. That's simple. That's clear. That's the bottom line. Hint. Killer long distance.
Hi, I'm Jerry Burp. Excuse me, this is the Man Minute. Today, with our new roles, we men have encountered lots of new petty annoyances. How do we cope with them? Well, the answer may surprise you. For instance, say you're whipping up breakfast in your role as a true domestic partner. Bacon and eggs, say. Well, how do you deal with splattering bacon grease? First, ask yourself, why do they manufacture meat that requires such high temperatures to cook? Then, sue the meatpacking industry. Or for instance, say you're cleaning the house. You do the carpet, the curtains, the clothes. But when you try to dust off those old photographs, the vacuum cleaner just mangles them. What's the solution? Well, this time, you get to sue both Hoover and Kodak. Recent court decisions granting huge rewards to compensate for petty annoyances have opened new opportunities for men of the 90s who until now thought they had to cope with their new roles. Oh, they don't. That's the Man Minute. I'm Jerry Burp, excuse me, and thanks for tuning in.
You won't want to miss this week's issue of Naked People magazine. On the cover of Naked People, it's Prince Charles. The Prince of Wales reveals his king-size secret. Then inside Naked People, it's a look at the Emmys. Computer enhancement shows what it would have been like if everyone had shown up nude. From Kelsey Grammer to Roseanne, Heather Locklear to Five-ish Fievel, and John Lithgow, they're all Naked People. Plus, Oprah's secret agony revealed with a telephoto lens, and William Shatner begs to do a nude scene in the new Star Trek movie. Naked People magazine. Because you can't learn enough about celebrities in the 90s, there are no secrets left when you buy Naked People. Subscribe now and receive a Tonya Harding, Jeff Galooly honeymoon clock radio. Anybody can get pictures of people. Get the magazine that goes one step beyond. Naked People magazine. Hi, it's me again, with another down-home folksy story about my down-home folksy family. This one's about my down-home folksy brother, Jeff. Now, Jeff was down at the barn a-working away at a tactical nuclear device, and I says, "Jeff, why are you doing that?" And Jeff says, "Well, you know, there comes a time in a man's life when he's got to blow up the shipyards and decimate the Navy so our foreign masters can send over the invasion fleet unimpeded." So I says, "No, stupid. What I mean is, why don't you just go get a down-home folksy good deal on a stolen B-1 bomber and a full-blown, pardon the pun, atomic bomb from the arsenal of the former Soviet Union?" And Jeff says, in that down-home folksy way of his, "How do I do that?" And I told him, "At the deal makers, Jim, the Viper's terrorist supply lot." The Viper's got acres and acres of raw plutonium, knockoff AWACS, used plastique, and just about everything you need to lead an uprising. But Jeff says, "You know, the whole underground army's waiting for me to blow the shipyards as a signal to begin sabotaging the airfields and factories and communication centers." So I said, "Jeff, if that underground army's on the ball, they've already been to Jim the Viper's for all their sabotaging needs." Well, Jeff didn't say nothing, but I could tell he was thinking, so I left him alone. Jeff needs room when he's thinking. Next time I drove by, there he had a big old B-1 sitting in the driveway. That Jeff, he's slow, but he sure takes his time. Well, that's it for now. Sit on it.
Hi, this is the guy who won't tell you my name. I might be running for mayor. I won't tell you if I am or if I'm not. That's right, you don't know who I am or what I'm running for. Kind of makes you unsure, doesn't it? Makes you feel like you don't know. I'd like to thank all my supporters for making me the leader in the race for mayor. According to today's Omaha World Herald Gallup poll, 26% of you don't know, and that's pretty gratifying. 21% ask for Hal Dobb, but think about it. When it comes to Hal, you do know, perhaps way too much. 18% of the people are for Subby Interamanzaldo, but they sense at a genetic level that they don't really want to know. So as we head for the election, remember, most of you don't know, and that's just the way it should be. If I'm mayor, and I'm not saying I will be, I'll do a lot of stuff you won't know about. And that's a promise. Maybe.
We don't know who paid for this. John Q. Pseudonym, Treasurer.
This is the Mean Farmer, and this week on the Mean Farmer Show, it's Farm Animal Awareness Week. Check your calendars, yeah? Farm Animal Awareness Week. Look out, there's one behind you now. Ah, just joshing you. Oh, and hey, it is Farm Animal Awareness Week. A lot of people say, a mean farmer, why do we have to be aware of them? Or just farm animals? Well, let me give you an example. Let's say you own a china shop. Huh? China shop? Huh? You see, farm animals are dangerous if you aren't aware of them. I'm aware. I'm real aware. I've lived with them for a long time, and being aware has kept me alive. I've been so aware I haven't slept in 20 years. Because let's face it, they're aware of you. They know where you live, and they're always thinking, brewing up nasty little plots in their evil little minds. Evil minds. Because they know. Oh, you know they know, and they know I know. Oh, they know I know that they know, and I know that they know that I know that they know. Huh? So, you got to stay aware. You city folk think they're cute, innocent little animals. Why do you think we got electric fences up everywhere? Use electric fences to protect you from your canaries? Huh? Huh? City folk think they're harmless. Well, go ahead and pet that sow's piglets, huh? Oh, when their tails straighten out like that, it's like a cobra getting ready to strike, you know what I mean? You think those chickens are chicken? They're little tiny dinosaurs, tiny T-Rex thoughts in every one of their pea-sized brains. They'll go right for your eyes. So be aware of farm animals this week. They're a major reason it's a cruel world. Yeah, next week on the Mean Farmer Show, it's another thrilling visit from smiling Dr. Rubber Gloves, the dancing veterinarian. It ain't easy to, you know, to tap on gravel like that. It's always fun when it comes. Hope he does the achy breaky again this week.
This is Dickish Moose, and listen, what's the one thing everyone in America wants the most? Yeah, yeah, good life for the kids, freedom, sound financial base, but I mean, really. Americans want celebrities living with them. And now I, Dickish Moose, can make America's dream come true with the Dickish Moose Celebrity Exchange Program. Wouldn't it be great to wake up and find out the reason you gotta wait for the bathroom is that Rhonda Shearer got there first? How'd you like to sit around the dinner table and ask Julia Sweeney, Saturday Night Live's Pat, to pass the salt? Wouldn't it make you feel warm inside to see Donald Fair reading himself to sleep with The Greening of America? And what do you have to exchange to get in on the Dickish Moose Celebrity Exchange Program? Well, nothing but money. Just $500 a week, minimum 8 weeks pay in advance. Could get you Shadow Stevens, Ruth Buzzy, Malcolm Jamal Warner, Miss Vicky, that kid who played Webster, Bud from Married with Children. I got them all, and you can too, right? Dickie Schmoo, Celebrity Exchange, Box 1, Bobolinski, Utah.
I'm Zoom. College football is on the air. It's the Coach Barry Sweatshirt Show. Hello again, everybody. I'm Yasha Foymi, and with me, the coach of the Nebraska School of Mimes Fighting, Coach Barry Sweatshirt.
Hi, Yasha, and hello, America. I hope you all come out to Man Shaving a Mirror Memorial Stadium Saturday to see the big surprise we have in store.
Oh, high hopes for your team this week, Coach.
What? The team? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But I mean our new scoreboard.
Why do you need a scoreboard, Coach? You just put up Visitors 90, School of Mimes nothing, and you'll be fine.
But now we have MimoVision.
What's MimoVision?
Well, it shows instant replays with guys acting out the plays, making shadows with their hands. Uh-huh. You know, you got a flashlight.
Okay. Shocking news this week, Coach. You're 4-0 on the year as far as predictions go.
Yep, I can do no wrong.
Well, let's move on to this week's games. Florida State at Little Wake Forest.
Wake Forest, 97-91. It'll happen because now I'm incapable of error.
The Seminoles become victims of the coach's delusions of grandeur. How about K-State and Rice, Coach?
Well, Rice has a new play, the Weasel Flicker. It looks like they're going to run the ball, but instead they kill a chicken. So Rice will win 3-2.
Barn violence carries the Owls to victory. Finally, UCLA at Nebraska.
I understand they're going to keep painting the seats at Memorial Stadium, so every time someone stands up, when he sits down, his seat will be a different color, so the fans will get real mad and they'll root for UCLA, and UCLA will win 77-76.
Yeah, you were perfect, Coach, and now you've reverted to crazy.
Perfect crazy. What's the difference?
Well, thanks, Coach. That wraps up another prediction show. Till next week, this is Yasha Foymi reminding you, I don't care if they cut off your water. Stay out of my shower, Coach.
Shower? Me?
Station number H, leading the talk show parade, has the best lineup of gab in the afternoon. First, it's Sally Jesse James. Today, men who dress funny and say stupid things.
So, I finish eating the waffles. I says to her, "Babe, give me a kiss." That's when my wife walked in. Hey, what's up?
Then on Orlando, it's men with gold chains who say stupid things.
So I crushed the beer can and I says to her, "Hey, clean up this mess. Let's watch American Gladiators together." That's romantic, ain't it? Oh, what's the problem with that?
Then Opera Wimpy welcomes men who love dogs and say stupid things.
So I says to her, "I didn't sick him on you. He just smells fear. That ain't my problem." Is that my problem? What's wrong with you people?
And next on Donahue, men with tattoos who say stupid things.
"Oh, babe, come here. Take me, I'm yours." Hey, what's your problem?
The station number H talk lineup, American Electronic Democracy, a view of the seamy underbelly of society that'll make you snack between meals, compulsively. Gab in the afternoon.
General Cedrus, you've got to go. President Clinton says you've got to go.
No, no, no. I will defend my homeland with voodoo. Hand me that chicken.
But, sir, the 82nd Airborne is on the way.
You American bedwetting types, I remove my dentures in your general direction.
We'll continue these negotiations till we get an agreement.
Send in more mega coffee.
Oh, mega coffee?
Yes, more mega coffee, till we're done.
Yes, I am.
Mega coffee, the breakthrough beverage, at the bottom of the speed chain. Mega coffee.
Guess what? I'm a smoker, but I just found out I'm the only one in my carpool. Now, we could argue about it, but we don't. Why? Well, because I carry the sensible alternative to smoking. From Smith & Wesson.
You go right ahead. I'll just roll down the window.
No, don't. It's awfully cold out.
Yes, sir. Cold out.
No arguments, no hassles. When you smoke and no one else does, carry the sensible alternative from Smith & Wesson.
They killed his wife 10 years ago. But it's not too late to go back and get his laundry done. Jean-Claude Van Dammit.
I am a time cap.
A what?
A time cap. I travel through time.
You travel through what?
Time. I travel through time. Time first, then law.
Well, I'm sorry, you're going to have to go. We're waiting for a time cop.
That is what I have been saying. I am a time cap.
Careful. That's a priceless Steinway.
Not anymore.
Jean-Claude Van Dammit is Time Cap. Back to the Future Part 4. Time Cap.
Hi, I'm Jerry Burp. Excuse me, this is the Man Minute. Today, is Bill Clinton a good role model for men of the 90s? First, on the plus side, we have these things. He's got a cat, just like lots of women do. So there's a sign of empathy right there. Plus, he lets his wife pretty much come and go without exhibiting signs of jealousy. Now, some guys, if their wife went to California without them, they'd give her the third degree when she returned, if she returned. Mrs. Clinton did, by the way. But on the downside, Bill Clinton's still grappling with power. Look at Haiti. Sure, it would have been wrong to do nothing. So he ordered an invasion. It would have been wrong to invade. Then he managed a peaceful solution. Well, that was the wrong thing to do. What he should have done was make Haiti never have existed. Same with crime. So the jury's still out. Did I say jury? Next week, Heidi Fleiss and O.J. Simpson, why they should combine the trials. Till then, that's the Man Minute. I'm Jerry Burp, excuse me. Thanks for tuning in.
Hey, Joe, where are you going with that monkey in your hand?
Well, going down to the Singles with Primates dating club, Bill.
Singles with Primates?
Sure, Bill. Singles with Primates, a new way to meet people.
People who like monkeys?
Yeah, Bill. Beautiful, sensitive women who enjoy being bitten by chimpanzees, scratched by spider monkeys, and pummeled by lemurs. Men who enjoy long, romantic walks with howler monkeys on a leash, intimate dinners served by lowland gorillas, and cleaning up after the organ grinder leaves.
Singles with Primates. Do you think my wife will let me go?
Long as you don't violate the restraining order, Bill.
Sounds like more fun than the internet fish breeding bulletin board I've been spending all my time on.
Sure is, Bill. And less expensive, too, if you disregard the dry cleaning bills.
How can I sign up for Singles with Primates?
Well, just grab your monkey and follow me to the clubhouse.
Unlock these handcuffs and I'm with you, partner.
Singles with Primates, a service of Tamerlane Romance, now organizing in your area. Hey, is that a banana in your pocket, or are you heading for Singles with Primates? For information, call 1-800-BANANAS.
Now, here's the Station Number H funny chef, Chef Coop, with Station Number H's own bounty looker, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Hello, I'm bounty looker, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Hey, Chef Coop, my show and your show are switching time slots.
Oh, look for me on the Tuesdays and the bounty looker on the Wednesday.
I hate Wednesday.
You do?
Now he is dead. My fingers are huge. Oh, don't worry. I have taken care of the problem. He was easy to kill, wasn't he? Maria!
Don't forget, Bounty Looker with Arnold Schwarzenegger stays on Tuesday nights, and Cooking with Chef Cook is canceled. It's a new season on Station Number 8.
Oh no, I have French sauce on my thumb.